Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's time to play for a title.
In our world, you don't get the opportunity to be satisfied.
This is Primetime on Big Ten Championship Week.
Brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here.
Gabriel pumps, now he'll run, and Gabriel is going to get there. Touchdown, Oregon.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No, no. Strong no.
The Fan.
Well, we'll get into this later, but yeah. James Franklin quotes the Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
It's going to be good this week.
I actually liked what James Franklin had to say.
You're speaking Japanese.
At his press conference.
You know what? You might hear about that in Stockwatch coming up next.
You're making me uncomfortable.
I finally liked something about Penn State.
Well, this is our college football Russian window plunge, and we're trying to get through everything. We've covered Ohio State, Michigan, so we got to move on now. But we'll have Stockwatch in our next seggy. Was that the funnest regular season in college football that you can remember?
It was pretty damn good.
Because I can't think of a better one.
I mean, we had some games of the year early on that were sprinkled in, big-time matchups, right, that some of them lived up to the billing. I still think Oregon-Ohio State, probably my favorite one of the year, and you take all bias out of it, us being out here. I mean, the chaos that we've seen down the stretch here and some of the matchups that we have, and the fact that you don't truly have like an elite team that you feel is just going to run away with this thing. Everyone's got warts. Everyone looks vulnerable. This is anyone that thinks that what's happening in college football is bad for the sport. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's been a dynamite regular season, and the Witches of November did not disappoint yet again. And the only thing I'll say is I think largely, I mean, championship week coming up here, maybe that's lost a little luster to it, because I think like we're playing for one, maybe two slots, but you know, it's
playing for conference championships, though.
You're playing for conference championships,
that matters.
Yes,
you know,
and largely you said regular season, this is now postseason. Yes, I cannot remember a regular season that was this good. This has just been phenomenal.
Well, it was great. It all came down to the wire. We lost, I think you said, what was it, 7 of the top 17 lost last week.
Yes,
and this week we lost 5 of the top 20.
Yep.
And, phenomenal. You know, the shuffling about this is why we should be very careful next year about even talking about who's in the 12-team tournament until they play it out.
Yeah.
Because it's just changed so much. Remember when we had Alabama winning it all and being the top seed?
Well,
they're probably not even going to be in the tournament.
I mean, you just look through and you say, man, as long as chalk holds, well, what we found is chalk doesn't hold. So erase that crap right off the chalkboard, because this has been bananas. And now the way the format is set, you know, some of these teams are just sitting there kind of laughing. Like if you're Tennessee right now,
you're feeling good.
Well, you're not just feeling good. You're in, and you don't even have to do anything. You just get to sit back and be like, cool, well, let's wait and see who we play.
Well, Tennessee's that. Notre Dame's that.
Yeah.
Indiana's that.
Yep.
Penn State was about to be that, but now they have to go play another game. I wonder if they're like, damn it. But
they got a chance to get a bye now, and
Ohio State, you know,
Penn State.
I mean, they're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Ohio State gets into this category now of where they can just sit at home and rest and regroup. And
all right, who we got? You got
the best
find
part
a way.
Of football is football.
I want to see if they get up off the mat, because dude, they're reeling right now, and then you got like a team like Arizona State. Hottest team in the game, and Scataboo and company, and what they're...
Scataboo!
He's got a dog mentality!
Hey, you know that dude has an NIL burger?
Does he?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's the first NIL burger. They have one of the bars down there has a Scataburger, they call it. And all the proceeds go to... They don't go to him. They go to like his charity.
Foundation or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool. That's such a cool story. And Boise and what they've been able to do, and hopefully they can finish it off against UNLV. I'd feel bad if Boise gets knocked off by UNLV and now this season. Like, I have this, like, BYU, those ninnies from Manhattan couldn't win one damn game for me.
By the way, since you brought that up, they suck.
They suck.
I bet on them. Yeah. And I was like watching that game.
I did too. They really
why
suck.
Why did I bet on them?
I asked myself the same thing.
Soft as cookie.
That quarterback is terrible.
He is. Nice hair.
And he's been bad all year.
He has.
He should have to cut the hair.
That's
on
us.
If they were to just beat Iowa State, then BYU would be playing for a chance. But this is where I don't want to see Boise State. If Boise State loses to UNLV, dude, they're going to go play in the Pop-Tart Bowl. And that's like BYU was one game away from having a crack at playing for a college football spot in the playoff. And now we're probably looking at the Alamo Bowl or the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Well, hey, you got to finish it off. You got to win the Mountain West.
You do.
And so that's UNLV.
I just want Boise State. I will feel bad if Boise State this year ends up with them in the Pop-Tart Bowl.
The UNLV Boise State spread. Yeah. If you care, is 4.
Yeah.
So it's very close. They've already played once.
Yeah, it was close the first time
in Vegas, and Boise State beat them by 5.
Yeah, 29-24.
So this, and the winner of this is going, because Tulane lost, and so Tulane, you know, in other words, UNLV, whoever wins the game will be the highest
ranked group of 5.
Group of 5 champion. Yeah. So even Army is likely they can't pass UNLV or Boise State. So whoever wins the Mountain West Championship game is going to the tournament.
Wouldn't that be something if UNLV, the freaking Running Rebels, found a way to do this?
Tell you what, that's a good coach down there. Barry Odom is a very good coach.
So and Clemson, by the way, Clemson's sorry ass found a way to back their way into this.
Yeah.
That if Clemson wins,
it's a dadgum mistake.
You forget, because Mario Cristobal did Mario Cristobal things.
We just rolled, brother.
Even though Clemson lost to South Carolina, is now a 3-loss team, Miami does not play in the ACC title game. Clemson plays in the ACC title game. Dadgum old Dabo could find a way. If they beat SMU, they're in.
Do you want to know what's on the Scataburger?
What's on the Scataburger?
I pulled it up. Pico.
That dude's pretty fun.
Roasted jalapeno, bacon, chipotle aioli, pepper jack, lettuce, and tahini avocado.
I'm not going to lie, that sounds pretty tasty.
That sounds really good.
Great.
That would not be on the Big Suki burger, but it does sound delightful.
$16.95, available at all cold beers and cheeseburgers locations, except Oro Valley and Euless.
That's right out.
10% of Scataburger sales go to... Looks like the Phoenix Children's Hospital.
10%.
Yeah, I don't know where the other 90%.
Come on.
I guess the other 90% goes to him.
Can I say, I hate when we do this.
Scataboo.
Look, it's not for me to say where you spend your money and all that, but like 10%, really?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, proceeds go to the charity. Do they?
Not all of them.
It's like when the NFL were to sell breast cancer merch, and then we found out that like 7% of it actually went.
Or like the salute to service, that they're not really doing much for service at all.
No. It's just basically a reason to sell more merchandise, and then you donate like a sliver of the money.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. I bet it's a tasty burger.
Blame Scataboo, who's about to take on Iowa State. So as predicted here... The Big 12 championship is Arizona State and Iowa State.
I'll be damned.
As predicted here.
We could see a world.
Oh my God.
Where UNLV, Arizona State, and SMU are in the college football playoff.
I think that's great because I do think, much like the NCAA tournament, we know they're probably not going to win a title. Well, they're not going to win a title.
No.
But we need the Cinderellas.
And they could definitely throw a wrench in the first round.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And anybody could win one game at any time.
100%.
Correct. 100%. And SMU, I don't know if you've seen much of them.
Yeah, well, I have because you know who's the only team that's beat them?
Yeah, the Cougs.
My Cougs.
SMU's pretty damn good.
SMU's pretty good. They've got their quarterback situation figured out. They play a nasty defense. It's the best defense in the ACC. And this is the one thing we learned, whether it's Michigan, whether it's SMU. When you have a defensive front that can cause havoc, you can be the lesser team and still hang with someone because you just, if you blow up what someone's doing along the front, it muddles up the game.
And that's where I think the Clemson-SMU matchup is interesting. We'll get into this later, but this week, championship games. You know, Clemson has top five talent in the country.
Yes.
So is it just a bad matchup for SMU that Clemson's not as good as SMU this year, but they have the horses.
Yes, they do.
That can give them a lot of problems. Because SMU is good, but they don't recruit at the level Clemson does.
No, across the board, Clemson has better athletes than SMU.
All right, well, I have one other Ohio State-Michigan note. May I throw this in before we move on to the stack
horn? Do whatever you want.
Well, because we've already passed through the Ohio State-Michigan talk, so I saw it in my notes,
now
I forgot.
You're going back.
Well, I just want to throw it out there, because there's going to be nowhere else for me to put this in.
Sure.
There is one player from the 2021 Ohio State recruiting class.
I know where this is going.
That has beaten Michigan. One. Does you know who that is?
I do. I do know that.
You
do?
I do knew that. Well, is it someone that played at Washington?
He did a lot of ditters.
Who beat Michigan? Well, it could be at Oregon. So, who?
Not Oregon.
Not Oregon?
But another playoff team.
No. Who came? I don't know.
He's a high-profile player.
I don't know.
Unless he gives up his spot to Arch Manning.
Oh.
The Quinn only Ewers. Player from the 2021 Ohio State recruiting class to beat Michigan is Quinn Ewers, because Texas beat Michigan. Isn't that funny? Screw you, Buckeyes.
They're no longer the, they're just the Ohio State University. Now.
You goofballs. Well, listen to the crowd. They love that one.
I love it.
All right, our stock watch is next on The Fan.
It's primetime stock watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, we're waiting for more football tonight. We've got Browns Broncos.
Eat that W.
But while we do, let's do a little stock watch.
All right, fellas, let's start in the world of college football. And I'm going to give you a little an appetizer, an amuse-bouche, to get things started. A very quick buy or sell, but this was how things sounded with Gus Johnson at the game down the stretch.
Warren looking! And it's intercepted at the goal line! Unbelievable! Wow! Jack Fire! The hero!
God.
Buy or sell, Gus Johnson needs to settle down.
Yes.
Yes.
I really thought that... you know, and the whole, the announcer is slanted towards us. You know, you get that crap all the time. Dude, Gus, you need to maybe take a couple Ohio State games off. Just take a step back, man. Like,
is he an Ohio State guy?
Aye, boy.
He went to Howard, I think.
But he
will
loves Ohio State.
Really?
Maybe that's why he loves them.
I don't know, man.
I've never noticed that.
It was...
I just think his whole
bit was a bit much.
Is a bit much at this point.
I think it used to feel fun and authentic, and now it feels forced. It's like the Bermanisms or whatever, you know?
He's leaned too far into it.
Yeah.
And I get why, but at the same time, it's... I don't like... Look, if I'm sitting down to watch a game and I see him pop up, I'm like, oh, God.
It's a lot.
Here we go.
It's a lot. Dial it back a notch or two.
But he's, you know, he's good. Yeah. Just, it's a lot.
Moving on to the post-game fracas at the game. This interview conducted with Michigan running back Kalel Mullings after the fact.
You know, it was for such a great game. You hate to see stuff like that after the game. You know, that's just bad for the sport, bad for college football. But at the end of the day, you know, some people gotta learn how to lose, man. You can't be fighting and stuff just because you lost a game. You know, all that fighting, we had 60 minutes, we had four quarters to do all that fighting. And now people want to talk and fight. That's wrong. You know, it's just bad for the game. Classless, in my opinion. You know, and people got to be better.
Obviously, the Michigan... Michigan players having something to do with that as well, but because it's been bandied about so much, buy or sell that college football has a flags problem.
Yeah, flags!
They do. Look, when did this become a thing? I mean, I know I've seen it
from Baker Mayfield,
Baker
I think.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it from time to time, but I think, were there like four of them
this
weekend?
There were four of them, yeah.
Yeah, it was four of them. Arizona State, and theirs was
the North Carolinas, or the Carolinas did it, South Carolina,
Florida,
or NC State.
Florida State
UNC.
Had it. Texas yep. tried
it,
to have it.
Is it possible that they all did it after having watched the Ohio State?
I honestly kind of feel like that one started early in the day, and it kicked off the rest of them.
I think
this is what we're doing today, okay.
Because otherwise, it's way too much of a coincidence.
Well, and it's one of those things where, look, can we obviously not, like, make it out to be, like, it's the worst thing that's ever happened? Like, I do feel bad that, like, players got pepper sprayed and... You
oh,
know,
wait, I'm not. Why am I laughing at that?
And, you know, look, there was some decent punches thrown. You got to keep your helmet on, by the way, if you're going to go in there and start fighting. Like, you don't take off the helmet. That's not good. I thought Ryan Day handled it really poorly. You look at the way Sark handled it. Sark saw what was going down.
He saw his guys going to midfield, and he put an end to it.
He's like, nope, hey, dumbasses, we're off. Look, there's a simple way to handle this. Just ban midfield celebrations, right? No one plants anything. Come out as a conference, say, hey, anyone plants a flag in the field or whatever, you know, $250,000 fine. You know, make some real penalties for it. Take it away. I don't want to see the joy and enthusiasm be pulled out of it, but... Yeah, Ohio State, dude, grow up, right? Like, God, it's a flag. But at the same time, you're Michigan. You know that. The reason why people do that is it elicits a response.
Yeah, they're getting under their skin on purpose. Yes, they know,
like,
it does this.
You know, that's like you walk up to someone and you start saying something. Expect a reaction back. So both sides are acting like a bunch of bitches. Like, you're right. You had 60 minutes to settle it. Lose with some class, but also win with some class, too. Don't be a bunch of classless losers out there and trying to do something at midfield. Grow up a little bit. You can still rush the field. You can still have the enthusiasm and not do the stupid flag thing. So, yes, we do have a flag problem, and it's an easy fix. We don't have to go overboard and try to make this out to be some giant
thing. Ban the post-game handshake entirely.
Just have a – and you're still going to get some people from time to time in heated moments in college rivalries. You're going to get some pushing and shoving. You're going to get some scuffles that break out. No one freak out, but simply just don't do the flag thing. Put a rule in place that gets rid of it, and that probably solves 75% of this. And then the other 25% that happens, grow up, stop clutching your pearls. This is what happens in big boy rivalries, and no one died.
Huh. Okay, well, that's funny you put percentages on it, because that's exactly what I just wrote down on my little notepad here, is that I believe that 75% of that is on Michigan. I do. I think it's classless that you do that.
And you stirred the pot on purpose.
Yes. And so when you get the reaction from the Ohio State players, okay, I understand maybe you need to handle losing better, but that's... Yeah. Dude...
You did it because you knew they wouldn't handle it better.
Exactly. And they're fired up because they just lost a game. Like, I don't know. That's way more on Michigan than Ohio State, in my opinion. I just don't think you should do that. And I think it's, like you said, it's a very simple fixed a rule. But also, just coaches, just tell your players, dude, we cannot do this. Yeah. Like, Sark had to stop his players from doing it. I just think it's an easy thing to address. I guarantee you Lanning will have talked about this.
Yes.
The guy doesn't...
They're not doing
He covers everything. No, they are not going to do that. And I think it's not too much to ask to have teams not do it. Look, it's not a cool thing to do. Just don't do it.
Yeah, and I love... There's a bunch of people... We had one person on the text program say it. I've seen this all over Twitter. Don't lose at home. Oh, my God. Why didn't they think of that? Don't lose at home.
Yeah, it's a good call.
You know, look, it's
that would solve it.
It's one of those things. I don't care what you know what sport you have, right? Whatever. If you win, whether it's tennis, MMA, football, NBA, it doesn't matter. If you just beat a heated rival and then you go over and you stick something in their face purposely in front of them, You are going to get a reaction. You know you're going to get a reaction, which is why you're doing it. And so just like Rob said, have a modicum of class. It's not that hard. You can have it be heated and still keep it above board and have your coaches. I thought that was a really good point. I promise you Dan Lanning would not allow this. And I give Sark credit. Sark didn't allow this.
Yep.
Sark took one look at it and was like, no. And that's why it bothers me that Ryan Day stood there like a dumbass, let it go down, and then afterwards said, we're not going to let that happen on our field. Hey, Ryan, why don't you have like some leadership there and actually take control of the situation?
That was a very bad look on his part.
Yes, it was.
I don't know that how he could have gotten control of the situation, but most coaches are jumping in there and getting their guys out of there.
Yes.
But he didn't. He just stood there.
He stood.
Made him look really bad. Yeah. I just think when you lose, you're getting very competitive people at the height of their anger.
It's gasoline on a fire.
Exactly. And I think when you lose, you should not just have to deal with anything. You can't, like, it's one thing, you know, if Michigan's celebrating and they're jumping up and, okay, you probably have to deal with that. Run into the locker room, dude. You just lost. Yeah. But there are other things that guys aren't going to just deal with it.
Yeah, they're asking for problems.
That's right. So, and I do think that is exclusive audio of Ryan Day. Did you hear this? Yeah, I think this is exclusive audio of Ryan Day as he was watching the flag planting fight.
Is what he did.
I think that's what it was.
That sums it up.
Mm. Well, keeping it in the Big Ten Conference, someone else who wasn't happy at the end of the game, Maryland's Mike Locksley, with Penn State throwing for a touchdown to make it 44-7 late. But for all the dumb stuff James Franklin says, Suk and I happen to like this one. This was his response.
I get it. But a couple things I will say. My job is to put the threes and fours in the game. But when the threes and fours get to go in the game, they get to play football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys deserve to play football. Your ones are in the game. You are trying to score. We're trying to score. On top of that, you're playing cover zero. If you don't want, play cover two. So I'm good with it. And on top of that, there's also a change in college football. We are trying to play as long as we can, make the playoffs, and be seeded as high as possible. And scoring as many points and a point differential matters. All that matters. And if you don't get that, it's really not my problem. So, W, 1-0, I'm good with it. Anybody that's not, that's their problem.
Love it.
Buy or sell that James Franklin provided the only rational response to running up the score in college football.
I am not a James
Franklin.
Hey, can
you clip that W?
Yes.
We're going to need that.
Definitely.
I am not a huge James Franklin guy. You know, I don't really pull for Penn State. I thought that was so well put, and that is always a bugaboo of mine. If you keep your starters in and someone else has their backups in, and I love that he said you're playing cover zero. And if you don't know what that means, by the way, cover zero is man coverage, no safety in the middle.
You're daring them to throw.
You're bringing pressure. You're saying you aren't going to run and we're sending the house. And if you're going to do that, I'm not expected to just run into the teeth of your defense and get my quarterback blasted. Those are my twos and threes. Screw you. I absolutely love it. And for Loxie to come over and James Franklin, and this is one of my all-time favorites. This happened to us one time, and I had our offensive line coach, as we were leaving the field, turn to the coach that was yelling at him because he said that he needed to apologize. He turned to that coach and said, you need to apologize for having such a team because you guys effing suck. Those were our backups. And I remember leaving the field and thinking to myself, that is the greatest response to that. And that should be James Franklin's response. I thought it was perfect. And Mike Locksley, quit being a whiny little you-know-what.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You're selling it.
No, I'm buying it.
Okay.
I was going to say, I kind of like James Franklin.
Do you?
Yeah?
I don't think he's full of crap. A lot of coaches are full of crap.
Yeah.
I think he's intense. I find him pretty honest. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved how he handled the guy who's like, well, why don't you just throw the deep ball?
You know? No.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
No. You're speaking Japanese. No. Strong No. And that, I don't and then, know what you're talking about.
With that, I feel like he's a good leader of young men. I may be wrong about that, but I don't know.
See where you're going with it.
I'm looking forward to seeing him up close this weekend against Oregon.
And then finally, speaking of Oregon, the Ducks take care of the Dogs in their rivalry game. We've seen some of the motivation tactics this year, whether it be a title fight or a prize fight or the gladiator at the Coliseum. Bryce Boettcher explaining a new one after the game.
Yeah, no, it's Coach Lanning's idea. Gave us a little pregame speech yesterday. Showed us a little clip from Inglourious Bastards. And, you know, gave me the bat in the team meeting. Was like, I think it'd be fitting if you walked us out with this. And, you know, it definitely set the tone for the game. And that was kind of our theme all week.
So in case you missed it, the Oregon captains come out of the tunnel first. And Bryce Boettcher, the baseball player, after seeing the Inglourious Bastards skull-crushing baseball bat scene, walked out with a baseball bat to the football game. The motivational tactics of Dan Lanning have jumped the shark, buy or sell.
He went bear Jew on him?
He went bear Jew on him.
Wow.
And Boettcher walked out of there with his pads on and started swinging the lumber.
I did not see that. I don't know if I would compare UW to the Nazis, but...
Yeah, that's tough.
It's a great scene.
He also... You said he compared UW to the Nazis. He also basically called his players dogs the other day. Remember the last one? He was like, it was like Pavlov's dogs.
Oh, Pavlov's dogs, yeah.
Like,
they should be salivating when they hear that jump around bell.
So, no, I'm going to sell hasn't jumped the shark, but boy, we make way too much of it.
Well, it's going to be in Ducks versus them. You know it will be.
I know it will.
I'm just, because if you don't know, that is maybe Tarantino's best movie. Mm. And that is such great a good film. Scene. Donnie, got a Nazi here that wants to die for country. Oblige him. I only hope Dan Lanning did the Aldo Rain Tennessee accent.
And I want my scalps.
Oh, good times. No, it hasn't jumped the shark yet. And I'm a little upset that I didn't see him walk out with the bat. I'm going to have to look if I can
find
that.
You'll see it on Wednesday or tomorrow or Wednesday.
I think Tuesday night they release Ducks versus them.
Yeah, whenever that comes out.
You can still find photographs of it online, though.
It'll be trending. Now, was it a wood bat? I think it was.
I would assume it is a wood bat in the movie.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you get an aluminum bat?
And I'm sorry, but if...
maybe a composite?
If people on the Ducks team aren't calling him the Bear Jew, then I don't even... What are we even doing?
Is he Jewish?
No, but in the movie, he's the Bear Jew.
I know, but it would be better if he were actually Jewish.
I doubt he's Jewish. I don't know if you know this, but not a lot of Jewish football players outside of Jake Retzlaff. We don't necessarily produce a lot of D1 football players.
All right. Well, there's your Stock Watch. It's brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. Huge honor for one local winery. Here's Buck.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
All right, cruising right along. A little bit of a Monday show here. Not a little bit, a lot of a bit.
Yeah.
A Monday show here.
It is a lot.
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt.
What? It is December 2nd, 2024. It's time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. This is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com.
When you've been maced unfairly, call the Advocates.
It is Cyber Monday.
Not if you've been maced fairly.
Yeah, if you deserve it.
No, you gotta go. Yeah, Cyber Monday, I don't know. I just feel like it's... Friday, Monday, gold jacket, green jacket.
Who gives a flip? It is also National Fritter Day. Do you like a good fritter?
I love a good fritter. I try not to eat them because, well, it's fried dough.
Yeah.
But if we're power ranking donuts, controversial, but I think the fritter is probably number one on my list.
Huge honor for one local winery, JC Babes.
Do they have the number one fritter? Is that their honor?
They have the number one in the world. They have the number one sparkling wine.
Is that a sparkling rosé? I do love a sparkling rosé.
What about that?
Rosé all day.
This is from Rocco Winery in New Bern. They are celebrating the top ranking for the 2013 RMS 10-year delayed disgorgement brut. Is that a pretty good name?
Got a good ring to it. That all confuses and frightens me, but okay.
Wine enthusiast, very well-respected wine rag, gave it a 98 out of 100. It is listed as one of the 100 best wines of 2024.
How about that?
Except it's a 2013.
I know. That seems a little odd, but it was released.
Yeah.
Could you get it before?
Well, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they're just now getting around to tasting it. I don't know.
It's out there. All I know is it's very good, and it's probably expensive, and I'll never drink it. But to those that are drinking it, good for you.
They were competing against some of the wines from around the world, including those from Champagne, France.
Oh.
You know, because they're well known for their champs.
Well, I think that's, obviously, I think that's the only place that champagne can come from.
It's right in the name.
Yes.
Rocco.
Seems a little weird, but okay.
R-O-C-O. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Hey, Rocco!
Anyway.
Do we know what a bottle of that's going to run me?
Much love. Ah, oh, that's a good question. Let's take a look.
No offense, but that's like, you know, if you're saying I got to drop like $5 on that,
Beans. Oh, I bet it's not $5. Let's,
You think it's $500 for like one of the best wines in the world?
No, I don't. Let's see.
Maybe
it doesn't say.
Maybe it's reasonably. The fact that it doesn't say leads me to believe it's not reasonably priced.
Why would they not put the price in here?
Probably because it's not reasonably priced.
What's the matter with KGW.com?
Come on!
Can you answer that question?
Right.
Now I have to look it up on internet. Paste and search. There it is, right there. Let's take a look here.
Take a look, take a look. $129.95.
Oh, for F's sake. There it is, $110.
Okay.
$110. All right. And it says RMS right on the bottom. 67% Pinot Noir, 33% Chardonnay.
100% delightful.
That's right. It was disgorged in the summer of 2023, so it's been out for a bit. Yeah, there you go. Hot wine news for you guys. So, hey, I've got skating rink news.
Oh, can't wait. Holiday skating? Is the temporary rink coming back?
Yeah, it's already up.
Ooh.
Well, there's a couple of them, actually. I drove by one the other day.
Did you really?
Very small.
Did you take it out for a spin?
It was downtown. No. I think... Well, you know my theory on skating rinks. Well, it's not a theory. My thought on skating rink is that ice skating is kind of stupid unless the rinks were bigger.
Yeah.
Or you could free skate down like slopes, like ski slopes, you know?
That'd be fun.
Or
that sounds dangerous.
Or glaciers. Well, yeah, but like why? Like every time I go to a skating rink.
Full send.
It's just people going in a circle trying to avoid each other. It just doesn't seem much fun.
No, and then half of
yeah, there isn't really enough space to do it right, but people will still enjoy the novelty.
Yeah, and most are hanging on the wall.
You always have one guy or one kid.
Just doing pirouettes around everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's my cow town. No,
can we just get you your own rink?
It's a valid point.
Triple Lutz action.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong in the Lutz.
They're just too small. So when you do temp skating rinks, they're even smaller. That said, I have news on one coming up next.
Can't wait.
It's big news. All right. It's Isaac and Souk on The Fan. All right. Welcome back. Hi. That's the Grateful Dead. Remember them?
I do. Still around. Just no Jerry Garcia.
This is in the news for December 2, 2024. Back to skating rinks. The new indoor synthetic ice rink.
Coming in.
There is a new indoor synthetic ice rink at OMSI.
I didn't know there was a fake ice rink.
Yeah. Well, it's a little science-y. You know how they do at OMSI. Like, they want to teach you stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's made of high-density polyethylene plastic.
Reacts as ice?
Yeah. From some company in Switzerland. Huh. It's called Gleiss.
Interesting.
So they're calling it a Gleiss rink.
Hey, see right here. You can buy one on Amazon for $4,000.
Yeah, it's only 20 by 40. Now, the one that I drove by the other day was at the west end of the Morrison Bridge, and they popped it under a tent there. It's 50 by 100, and it's tiny. This is 20 by 40. Mm. I mean, it is so small.
Yeah, that's what it's. They bought it here on Amazon.
Yeah, they bought it.
They've got one that's 400 square feet, and it's $4,000.
Yeah, they bought this thing, so it's going to be an annual deal. Huh. And they spray lubricant on it to allow for better gliding.
You got to lube up the deals.
Yes.
Why would you want to skate on something that's like the size of a dinner plate? Like, what?
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't know. They're charging $9 for adults, $8 for the olds, $7 for kids ages 5 to 13, and half price if you're an OMSI member.
But
okay.
So I'm looking at this thing. I'm looking at the, like, there's videos, like, of the ones you can buy, like, on Amazon and stuff. And they got, like, kids playing, like, back rink hockey, like, backyard hockey. It looks like you can fit about 3 people on.
Yeah, it's very small. And so, I don't know how they handle the line or how many can skate at a time.
So I pay $9, and do I get to skate, like, 4 laps around it?
I don't know. All of 38 seconds? Answer these questions.
This just seems like look, I don't want to crap on this because it's spreading holiday cheer.
Yeah. Said right before he craps on this.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Classic Sukanic.
Well, no, I mean, hey. If this puts you in the spirit to go ice skating and holiday fun and you get your kids out there, but boy, this seems a little Zoolander. It's like an ice rink for ants.
So you get a 30-minute time slot, it says here, and you can reserve that, and you'd have up to 15 tickets for each session. So if you bring 15 people, they'll give you 30 minutes for just your people.
So 15 people are supposed to be on that thing.
Yeah. Well, they can't up to 15. Yeah.
Wow.
If you bring 4, you still get the 30-minute sesh.
I'm sorry, dude.
Sesh.
If you put 15 people on that, you could all reach out and touch each other at any given time. That just seems like a disaster waiting to happen.
Now, here you can golf year-round, but what if in winter parts of the country where it gets wintry?
Yeah.
What if you just, put a little lube, a little synthetic, and you allowed the people to skate on their on the golf courses when it's all iced over?
Well, they don't need to do that. They just flood places and then they have rinks.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, like, I want a little more free flowing. We want room. We don't need a rink. A rink is too small. We want free flowing.
I think that's what they do for lakes and ponds.
I want to race. Well, there you go. Well, I don't want to fall into a pond.
I don't know if you've lived in a place that freezes over, but like in Alaska and Montana and places like that.
Yeah, but not every place it freezes enough.
That's true.
And if somebody falls through, that's a lawsuit. I'm saying nobody's playing golf in the winter in Minnesota.
I like where you're going with this.
Just
free, synthetic lube.
Throw some lube on it.
And away you go.
And everybody can skate it.
Look,
charge $5. It's way better than this.
What we figured out is the key to any activity for Isaac Ropp is copious amounts of lube. As long as you lube it, they will come.
Well, look, I'm not saying I would do this.
If you lube it, they will come.
But just an idea. Just another one of my great ideas.
Someone saying keep Diddy away. Wasn't Diddy the one buying like the industrial, he bought like 8 billion bottles of lube.
Yeah, they claimed they accidentally bought that amount from Costco, and Costco's like, oh, not so fast. We don't actually sell that much. You did this all on your own.
Isn't there a lube shortage now because of that guy?
Probably.
Diddy had like 4,000 bottles of lube, and he's like, oh, I bought it from Costco. It was a deal at Costco.
No, it wasn't.
All right, well, there's your In the News for December 2nd.
All the news that you can lube.
2024. Guess what's next? Guess.
Is it hot or cold?
Hot.
Ooh.
Scorching. Really hot.
So hot. Can't even fathom how hot it is.
Really hot.
Own
with new
emojis.
Sponsor tag.
Oh, now you've got me excited.
Bring in the heat.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Coming up next is the Hot 5 at 5, folks. We got a blow to Washington State. Another quarterback in the portal.
There's about to be another one from Washington State.
A lot of injuries in the NFL. Oregon men's basketball yet to lose, much like football. When will they lose? Will they ever lose? Will any of them ever lose?
The answer to that is no.
Apparently not. All that is next on The Fan.